Children Mending Hearts creates a connection between children here and around the world using art and working with at-risk kids here in the U.S. And we are joined by the creator, the founder of this amazing organization, Lisa Hesloff. She's also a filmmaker and her husband, Grant Hesloff. So very busy at making films. And you recently got done creating Served Like a Girl. You're obviously a caring person and give back in general, because this movie, this documentary that you filmed is about women veterans.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's about women who come together to compete for a competition called Miss Veteran America, which was created to raise awareness for homeless female veterans, which is actually our largest growing population of homeless in the country today.
Yeah. Served Like a Girl.
Yes.
But tell us about, you know, you're a mom. That might have been part of your inspiration or your inspiration behind Children Mending Hearts. How does Children Mending Hearts work?
How it works is we teach in-school curriculum classes, mm-hmm, and after-school classes for at-risk children, and we teach them empathy. We teach them empathy through the arts. And in those curriculums, in those classes, we incorporate other countries into the curriculum of children who may have less than our kids. So I call it accidental learning. Mm-hmm. It's a way to teach kids without them knowing that they're actually getting an education.
Right, that they're learning about children around the world and about empathy. They're actually learning empathy and what kids go through in other countries, in conflict zones, right? There is a lot of suffering in the world, but they learn how to be empathetic and they learn about themselves and children around the world through the arts, right, that you provide.
Yes. So a lot of the kids that we work with sort of live in a bubble. Uh-huh. And they're square radius of where they live, and they sadly don't get to see a lot of the world. Mm-hmm. And so by teaching them about kids in other countries, my analogy is we work with a kid living in a homeless shelter, and he has a hole in his shoes, and he's lamenting about the hole in his shoes, and he takes one of our classes and he starts learning about Haiti or kids in the Sudan or kids in Eastern Congo who don't have any shoes. They not only don't have any shoes, they don't have any underwear, or they barely have water. And as they start learning about their culture and about their arts, they also see that those kids have a lot less than they do. And so it automatically makes them feel empowered. Mm-hmm. And feel like what they're doing and creating through our classes is actually making a difference.
Can you describe some of the hands-on lessons, the art lessons that they have?
So, for instance, they'll be learning about Haitian photography. Mm-hmm. And we'll have an entire semester dedicated to Haitian photography. We'll go in what the tragedy that happened in Haiti, mm-hmm, how the kids live, what their diet is, their menu, the conditions that they're forced to live in. And then we'll explore photography through them and teach them photography through self-expression, while all the while they're learning about their brothers and sisters in Haiti. And sometimes we'll do boots on the ground, mm-hmm, which just because our after-school program has grown so exponentially, we haven't been able to do so many. So, for instance, we would have kids here, at-risk kids in here in this country, mm-hmm, make kites for kids in Darfur. So they would make kites for kids in Darfur, then we would take those kites to Darfur. I would spend a couple of weeks on the ground and have the kids in Darfur make kites for the kids here. And that would sort of culminate in like a global kite festival.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, everybody gets a little bit of an education, mm-hmm, understanding, empathy, and compassion.
That's a great idea. And so when you travel to other countries, mm-hmm, and you're working with the kids, they've got the art supplies now and they're, mm-hmm, building the kites. Mm-hmm. What does that feel like for you? You must love being there.
It's life-changing.
Yeah.
I mean, to see a child hold a crayon for, uh-huh, the first time is truly magical.
Right. That's a good point.
To watch them draw, mm-hmm, for the first time. But at the end of the day, it's not really our mission to sort of have boots on the ground in other countries. It's really our mission to take what we learn from other countries and bring it back to our kids here, because, mm-hmm, we want them to grow up and be responsible citizens. And I think empathy is a very important word in our country today. And I think it's something that should be more important and something that we should take more seriously. And, you know, I know that I think bullying has gone up maybe 24% over the last 10 years in, mm-hmm, classrooms. And that's a bit heartbreaking for me. So I feel like if we can get to these kids when they're in that developmental shift and teach them the meaning of empathy so that they don't feel the need or feel like they need to bully a peer or skip school or whatever, mm-hmm, they do that leads down the wrong path, I feel like they have a chance.
Yes. Yeah. Because that is a big factor. The schools you're working with, can you talk about some of the schools? And you're also working with other groups, right, Lisa?
Yeah. You know, I don't really need a name on my building. Mm-hmm. I don't need a building named after Children Mending Hearts. It really was, I mean, my dream and our mission was not only to teach empathy, but it was to partner with other organizations. Because I feel like if you get a group of really badass organizations that come together, you know, I think the band-aids will go away and the change will happen. So we are a big proponent of partnerships. And even if it means that we have less money coming in the door, we would rather partner with other organizations and help really wonderful organizations that have been around for a long time, help them versus, you know, having our own shingle. So we do a lot of partnerships. We also do a lot of our own classes where we hire our own teachers and train them in our curriculum. So I think we're all over Los Angeles. We also have a summer camp coming up.
That's great.
The Boys and Girls Club. I think we're in 4 Boys and Girls Club and 2 YMCA.
So that's a good example of some of the partners that you have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this for years now. In fact, you have Empathy Rocks 2017 coming up, and that helps to support all of this.
Yeah, so we're about to turn 10.
Uh-huh.
I thought we would be open for 6 months, and the fact that we've made it 10 years is shocking.
Yeah, happy. It's just about the 10th birthday. This is the 9th year, right?
Yeah, this is the 9th year. And I got mixed up, and I was telling everybody it was the 10th anniversary, and it really wasn't. That's just because it feels like it's so much close. Longer than it really is. But yeah, so we have Empathy Rocks coming up, and that's our annual event that we have every year. That's a family event where parents and children can come and have fun, and there's things to do for everybody. We're not really one of those organizations that has like the rubber chicken dinner.
Right. This is different.
It's sort of like, yeah, and it really is coming together to celebrate empathy.
And where's Empathy Rocks at? Where will it be at?
It's usually held at a private home. Mm-hmm. And we've been really lucky that we've been working with this family who has this amazing company called Vintage Grocers. Mm-hmm. So they have generously opened up their home to 500 of our closest friends.
That's great. It's June 11th, right?
Yes, June 11th. Uh-huh.
So if someone wanted to participate or come to Empathy Rocks 2017, could they?
I think it's on our website.
Yeah, so that's one way that you can register. It's during the day.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you've got entertainment there and all kinds of fun things for adults, you know, to feel like they're kids again.
Yes.
This is a fun day.
Yeah, it's a fun day for all.
Yeah.
With lots of tequila and juice for the kids.
Right, and the tequila
for not the other way around. Right? Not tequila for the kids and juice for parents.
What are some of the activities going on that day, or what's going on during the day?
Well, we have an entire glam booth. Mm-hmm. We have different booths where kids can blow bubbles. They can be a DJ for a day. They can plant flowers. Mm-hmm. They can make wreaths. Parents can get their nails done. They can get a massage. We also have empathy stations, which is really in line with our mission. So this year, you know, we're going to be painting onesies, which we're going to send to Syria.
Yeah. Wow.
So we'll have all different kinds of things going on.
That is a fun day. DJ for the kids. So I can relate to that.
Yeah, absolutely. But you should come do the thing.
I know, right? So finding out about Empathy Rocks, the fundraiser, that is one way that you can help. And then throughout the year, how can people help Children Mending Hearts?
Well, we have a pretty great volunteer program. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of community service for kids, and parents love to bring their kids to our classes. At the end of our classes, we do have a graduation, which sadly isn't attended by that many parents of our kids. So we encourage people to come celebrate our kids' artwork. Mm-hmm. And we have other volunteer opportunities throughout the year in terms of whether you want to come to a class and help out, or whether you want to lick envelopes, or whether you want to... just really depends.
And so is it childrenmendinghearts.org, or what's the website?
Childrenmendinghearts.org.
Perfect. And you're on social media. So
we are all over social media like a cheap suit.
And you and your husband, both being filmmakers, you'll see a lot about you online and about your husband. Who
none of it's true.
Because he did The Monuments Men. He was involved with that movie.
The Monuments Men, Argo.
Yeah.
Ides of March.
Do you get a lot of help from Hollywood, from the people there too, being participants or doing what they can for Children Mending Hearts?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if our friends are available, they certainly will help. Mm-hmm. And also, I've been around this long enough to know when not to ask and when to ask.
Right. But some of the celebrities are at the Empathy Rocks fundraiser.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have celebrity friends that will be there also.
Yes.
Rosanna Arquette will be there.
Colin Roden. Mm-hmm. Kat Graham, Wilmer, Valderrama. I always get so tongue-tied and I feel like, oh God, I'm not going to be able to pronounce it correctly. Rowan Blanchard, Maria Bello. We usually have a lot of celebrities come and support us.
And live entertainment.
Great.
That is so nice that they do that.
So we have kids sing. We don't have like grown-ups. So we have a group called The Negotiators. And I think they're like 10 or 11. And they do like really kind of heavy rock. And we've had them every year, so we've had them, it's sort of like that movie Boyhood where we've sort of seen them grow up and we see them every year and he's like, oh no, he's got a hair on his chin. And then my daughter, who actually sings on the soundtrack of my film, is going to be performing. Her name's Maya.
Oh, nice.
And Jenny and Jim Belushi's daughter is going to be performing, and Ava Cardozo. Her mother, Trisha Cardoza, is a dear friend, and her father is the drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, how cool. Okay.
I can't remember. Chad?
Yes.
Chad.
Smith. The drummer that looks like Will Ferrell, right?
The drummer that looks like Will Ferrell.
And you mentioned the soundtrack for your film, and also Pat Benatar worked with you on that, right?
So Linda Perry, who is my producer on the film, who's like a rock legend icon.
Yes.
She and Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo wrote the end song for my film. And then Linda has put together an amazing, amazing soundtrack for us with Gwen Stefani, Natasha Bedingfield, Al King, Pink have all given us original songs. So it's going to be really amazing soundtrack to go with this documentary.
Yes, Served Like a Girl, your documentary that will be out for everyone in August. Empathy Rocks, the fundraiser, we were talking about that. And then anything else that you want to let us know, Lisa, about Children Mending Hearts?
I think our mission is very important today. And I feel like this is the one area, I know it's been a really rough ride the last year in terms of what's going on in our country, but I sort of think like empathy is the one area where we can sort of join hands and walk down the aisle together for kids. And so I'm just hoping that that happens.
Empathy can be common ground for everyone,
absolutely,
including kids. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. We appreciate you stopping by Children Mending Hearts and the founder, Lisa Hesloff. And thanks for everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
For kids and for adults and, you know, for veterans. Yeah.
Thank you for the great music you play.
Oh, we'll keep doing it for you, Lisa.